In the Philippines today, at least 14 people were killed and dozens injured after a series of explosions occurred in the southern city of General Santos. Police are blaming terrorists for the three blasts. Reporter Al Jacinto is in the southern Philippines. He describes what happened.
A motorcycle taxi was parked in front of a department store, the Fitmart, when it suddenly exploded around 3:05 p.m. in front of so many people, most of them shoppers and vendors, and most of the casualties were civilians, according to Brigadier General Bartolome Baluyat. He is the commander of the police for Central Mindanao.
Al, was there any warning of the attack?
This afternoon, before the bombing, a man who introduced himself as Abu Muslim Al-Ghazi phoned a radio station in South Cotabato Province, several kilometers away from General Santos City, and said he warned the station that there would be an explosion in General Santos City, but his warning was not taken seriously by the station. Then the guy said, "You wait until 3 o'clock. So they waited, and the guy called up again at exactly 3 in the afternoon and said, "There will be a bomb 5 minutes from now." And a bomb went off in front of that big department store.
But authorities in General Santos City don't necessarily believe it's Abu Sayyaf who is behind the bombing. Isn't that true?
Yeah. General Baluyat blamed the attack to the separatist group Moro Islamic Liberation Front, which is fighting for the establishment of a strict Islamic state in the southern Philippines. There is an ongoing operation right now, pursuit operation in the mountains, and they're tracking down the suspects. But he declined to say how many people the police are running after.
Al, the United States is conducting joint military exercises with members of the Philippine military. Could that have had any role in today's bombing at all?
Well, as of the moment, General Baluyat cannot say if there's a link between that attack and the arrival of the 340 American soldiers, although the MILF in Basilan said they would attack, the Abu Sayyaf said they would also attack American soldiers in their territories if they encroach into their strongholds.
Reporter Al Jacinto in Zamboanga City in the southern Philippines. Thank you, Al.